Oh, you're awake. Good morning. Shh, don't struggle. I'll just hurt you more. I already did a number on you. I don't need my test subject to be injured. Huh? Do I need to repeat myself? You're my test subject, cutie. A formal welcome to my lab. Do you like it? I made sure to make it as comfortable for you before I have my fun. Don't hurt you? But I don't remember promising not to hurt you. Quite the opposite, really. Besides, you should have known not to snoop around in places that you don't belong. They caught you in a war that's not your own. Huh. Seems like memory is also frazzled from that gas. I must note that down for future reference. Well, my test subject, let me jog your memory, shall I? You were lured here. I laid a trap for you. Not for you, really. It's for those pathetic heroes. And you ended up falling into my trap. I guess I can use you as bait. But it's not your fault that you fell for my trap. Those heroes did tell the people that the island was safe to venture about. Too bad they forget an evil scientist with a vendetta is roaming about. Let you go and you promise you won't tell a soul? That's a really funny joke. Test subject. You don't have a say in this matter anymore ever since you stepped into the vicinity. Now be a good boy for your mistress, will you? Or do I have to make this painful for you? You're not being a good boy right now. You're being a bad boy, and bad boys get punished. So hold still for me, will you? What did I inject you with? Oh, don't worry. I'm just experimenting with it. See how it affects a human's mind and body compared to a rat's. Oh, calm down, test subject. It won't kill you. Quite the opposite, really. And the opposite effect, actually. Let's just say it enhances certain neurotransmitters. Oh, also nearly forgot to introduce myself. How rude of me. I'm Dr. Say. Feel free to call me Doctor, or even Mistress. Oh, don't worry. I already know everything about you. I know your name, age, everything. I even know how at night you like to listen to certain audios that can build a certain arousal inside of you. But I don't need to call you by your name. You're only a test subject, a toy for me to play with. What am I going to do to you? Experiment on you, of course. Speaking of, how are you feeling, test subject? Warm and fuzzy, huh? Care to explain? I need more details from my notes. Getting hard to think. Really? Interesting. What did I drug you with? Well, since you finally calmed down and seem like you'll be a good boy for me, I'll tell you. I drugged you something that makes you feel a bit horny and a bit blank. vulnerable and docile for me to take advantage of. Oh, don't worry. It's not painful in the slightest. Besides, that bulge of yours really tells me your body is enjoying it without your mind realizing it. Here, let me help you, test subject. Call this another experiment of endurance. Now, you wouldn't need that anymore, do you? If I just trace my fingers down your body in between your legs, and then inch closer to that cute little... I could touch it if I wanted to. Or I could not. Depends how hard you beg for it. And I go closer to your neck. Nibble on your ear. As I whisper sweet nothings into you. I could do so much to you. And you want it, don't you? I know you do. Come on, why don't you tell me that you want it? Good boy, good boy. Well, don't mind if I do it then. As I... Oh, you are. As I ride you like a stupid whore you are. You can do it. You're doing such a good job. You look like you're about to be so close to the edge, aren't you? Come on. You're so close, aren't you? Good boy, good boy. Looks like your endurance needs some work. You did a good job though, my test subject. Maybe I can put you up some other experiments. Ones that are just like this.